The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Responsibility, accountability, two words that you and I remember very well. That is, if you grew up in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, or even the 50s. These two words went everywhere you did. If we forgot them, we got our hide tan to help us remember. But what has happened to these two words? It almost makes you wonder if they are obsolete and not even in our vocabulary anymore. Are they ever taught in the home, in the school, by the churches, or even mentioned in big business and government? Well, if they are, it seems they aren't adhered to. Who will stand up and be accountable for the bankrupt America? Who is responsible? Is there anyone that will say, I did it, or I had a hand in bringing that to pass? Our spend-happy government should be so embarrassed for the financial condition that the United States is in that they would tighten every belt they could find and even be willing to take salary cuts and cut out every wasteful program they have created, as well as cutting big government and entitlement programs for people that won't work. Government keeps getting bigger, so does the national debt. What does big government produce? Americans can remember when government was much smaller and there wasn't as much confusion. When government didn't have so many restraints on private enterprise and other aspects of your private life, and when debt for the nation didn't exist or was very small. Many Americans can remember when you were responsible and were held accountable for your actions, your words, your mindset, and your attitude. When we weren't printing and borrowing all the money we could or going in debt for many things that we could not afford. When we still had pride in taking care of self and those that we were responsible for. For there was no one to print money and bail us out. Could we say we had common sense in those days and counted necessities of life a blessing and were contented with such? When parents, schools, and churches taught responsibility and accountability for your actions? But as these two words have faded, our problems have increased and are still on the increase and will continue to increase until we wake up, realize, and admit that each one is responsible and accountable for the myriad of problems in the home, in the marriage, in the nation. How many people today will say, I'm responsible. I've had my part to play in my marital problems or in my divorce or my teenagers getting hooked on drugs, sex, trouble with the law, or babies born out of wedlock, or even abortion? How many will say, I'm responsible for my kid just living in and think nothing about it? Well, God and Jesus Christ calls on our nation to repent, but we can't repent until we accept responsibility for our part in making things the way they are. We can't and won't change as long as we think our way is right. As long as we think our way is right, we will not repent and we will not change. We should realize that it's our way that has brought all the evils on us. Our newly elected president, Barack Obama, will not deliver this nation from our many troubles and evils. Neither will any other human being. There's only one that can and would deliver us if we would surrender to him. That is Almighty God. But we won't let him. Things will have to get a lot worse before we will admit our way is wrong. I don't think we realize the evils and calamities we are in and are facing immediately, because most people in our nation doesn't look into God's word to find out what lies ahead for our nation and the world. Notice what Christ had to say here in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 14, verse 34. It says this, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, are we exalted as a nation? When we enter that, then we will know if we are a righteous nation. We claim to be a religious and a Christian nation. Are we? Are you? This verse also says that sin, evil, iniquity is a reproach to any people. It means a nation, a family, or an individual. The word reproach means shame or disgrace. I said earlier in this program that our government should be so embarrassed so ashamed, so disgraced, so humiliated, and so should companies, corporations, or anyone that hasn't been responsible and accountable for their actions, whether it's going in debt, becoming bankrupt, or our moral standards. When did this mindset, attitude, and character begin? Notice back in Genesis 3 and verse 8, it began shortly after God created man on this earth. Genesis 3, verse 8, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." This was after they had sinned. Did you notice verse 8 said, "They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord"? Our world still seems to think we can hide our ways from God. Notice going on here in verses 9 through 11. "Then the Lord called out to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.' And he said," that is Christ said, "'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?'" Adam and Eve had not been hiding from God till they sinned. They had no reason to. In fact, they enjoyed God's company and his instruction as how to live their life. Now that they weren't in agreement with God, they hid from God, or at least they tried to. Verse 12, "Then the man said, 'The woman whom you gave me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate.' Adam passed the buck. 'The woman gave me the forbidden food.'" My friends, this is when and where the world began eating from Satan's table. And we're still doing that. And look where we are. Had you ever thought about that? Had you ever thought about and wondered, whose table are you eating from? Is it God's table or is it Satan's table? And what I mean by that is, are you living the way that seems right in your eyes, which is Satan's way, or are you living the way that God lays down in his word? Verse 13, "And the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.'" Well, the point is that neither one accepted responsibility. They probably thought, "I'm not to be held accountable for my actions, my mindset, my attitude," and so on. But God didn't see it that way, and he still doesn't. The law of reaping what you sow is still in effect. God said in one place in his word, said, "Be sure that your sins will find you out." In other words, be sure that your way of life is going to catch up with you. And God said in many places to ancient Israel, and it is for us today, that your ways will catch up with you and overtake you, meaning that you will have no way out. Adam and Eve began to pay. They were driven out of their beautiful home. Instead of passing the buck, they could have confessed and repented, begged for mercy, but they didn't. Now, had they done that, we would see a different world today. They sinned. The death penalty for sin had occurred. Christ would still have to die for the sins of the world, but the world would have been and would be a much better place today had they accepted responsibility and been accountable for their actions and repented. The pre-flood world didn't think they were responsible or accountable for their lifestyle. Neither did Sodom and Gomorrah and other city-states and empires that you read about in the Bible and history. They all reaped what they sowed. Yes, their own way came back upon their own head. This nation and the world will as well. President Obama mentioned in his inauguration speech that we must be responsible. I hope we as a nation will be. That in itself will make our nation much better and safer and prosperous, and would aid greatly in our economy recovering. Can you imagine how many evils that would never occur if everyone would be responsible and accountable for their actions, their words, their mind, their mindset, and their attitude? Notice what Christ had to say here in Matthew 12, beginning in verse 36. That's Matthew 12, verse 36. "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." We use words trying to justify our actions. That began in the garden. But Christ doesn't buy into that. He doesn't buy into excuses and justifying yourself because you have sinned. Christ said you will be held accountable even for your words. There is a day of judgment for everyone, and you will have to answer for what you have done and haven't done, as well as your mindset and attitude. There is a final payday that you will have to face. My friends, we, this world, our nation, you and I as individuals, are paying even now for thinking we don't have to be responsible and accountable. That is, responsible and accountable to God to live His way. We think that we can go our way and get away with it. Well, our way, did people down through history that you can read about in the Bible and in history? Just look at our problems. Look at our personal problems. There is cause and effect. The first human king of Israel thought he didn't have to be accountable for his actions. Neither did the nations or city-states of the Amalekites. There's two stories in this chapter, 1 Samuel 15, and they are recorded for our learning. And if you're listening today, you ought to pay attention to this and heed the warning that you can get and the lesson that you can learn from this chapter 15 of 1 Samuel. Notice in 1 Samuel 15, beginning in verse 1, Samuel also said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Eternal of hosts, I will punish what Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant, nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." Now it was very plain and very clear what mission Saul was sent on. So Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men of Judah. The king of that nation, that is the Amalekites, thought he could do what he wanted to and get away with it. And he did, at least for a while. But God says there is a payday, and it was time for that payday. God held him accountable and responsible for his actions. Continuing here in verse 7 through 9, "And Saul attacked the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt. He also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed." In other words, they were unwilling to destroy them, the best of the sheep, the oxen, and Agag the king. They thought it's not all that important to obey God exactly the way that He commands. Well, let me ask you, my friend, is that our thinking today? We'll pick this up in our next program. I see my time has run out here. If you'd like more understanding, request our free articles, "Are Christians Free from the Law?" and the article, "Christ Wants Doers." Now that's two articles. Request our free articles. They're free, no charge, no obligation. "Are Christians Free from the Law?" and the article, "Christ Wants Doers." Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or go online, log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can also hear pre-recorded programs as well on our website. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand and want to obey Him.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.